Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast.
It's great to be here.
Today, we're undertaking a deep dive into something I think we can all use more of, self-care and confidence. We're pulling some really high-impact insights straight from the Pit Cop bestseller ebooks.
Right, and we're not just scratching the surface here. The material we went through, it really suggests a whole approach. Practices that genuinely move the needle from, you know, just feeling good to feeling completely unstoppable.
Unstoppable. I love that. And that's our mission for this deep dive, really, to synthesize the core ideas from these texts.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting from this premise that you are already, you know, inherently beautiful, far more than any makeup could ever show.
Absolutely.
But the idea is that adopting five specific habits, what Pitcock calls the five pillars of natural beauty, can just significantly crank up that internal confidence and make it radiant.
And what really stood out to me is how the authors position these steps. They're cumulative.
Oh.
Yeah, they're designed to work together. So a little bit of effort in one area, it immediately boosts how well the others work. It's a whole integrated system.
That makes so much sense. And if you're listening and you're thinking, I want all of that context, you can dive right into the source material yourself.
You really should.
Just visit www.picot.com/books. You can download these resources right now and start your own journey with the complete collection. We want you to have every single piece of knowledge.
And the strength of this whole Pitcott approach, I think, is its focus on attention. That's the real currency here.
Not money.
Not money. It's about shifting your priorities, shifting your attention. Not about spending more.
Speaking of not missing out, if you haven't already, please do subscribe to our channel.
You won't regret it.
And activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We'd hate for you to miss any of these deep dives. Okay, let's unpack this. We should start with the foundation, right? The physical stuff. Pillars one and two.
Yeah, we start where self-care is often most visible and honestly most easily forgotten.
The skin and lips.
Exactly. These two areas, they set the immediate tone for your whole physical presence.
Okay, so pillar one is kissable lips in three easy steps. And I have to say, when I first read this in the Pitcott material, I was really struck by how simple it was.
It seems almost too simple.
Right. We all kind of forget that dry, cracked lips are just this constant little drain on how good we feel about ourselves.
And the material is so specific about how to fix it.
Yeah.
So step one is to slaver on a good lip balm, but they're very clear.
It can't just be any old balm.
No. It has to be packed with some heavy hitters. They specifically name shea butter and, this is the important one, hyaluronic acid.
Okay, so why that specific combination? What's the magic there?
Well, it's the science, you know. Mm. HA hyaluronic acid is a powerful humectant. It doesn't just sit on top of your lips.
It pulls moisture in.
It literally pulls moisture from the air and deep into the skin cells. Then you have an emollient like shea butter, which locks all that moisture in. So you get real lasting hydration, not just a temporary slippery feeling.
That makes perfect sense. Okay, so step two is where the action comes in. You press a warm, damp cloth onto your lips for exactly 5 seconds.
And that precision, the 5 seconds, it's intentional.
Why five?
It's just enough time for the warmth and the moisture to prime the area. It opens up the surface capillaries. It softens any of that dead skin.
So you can get it off without irritation?
Precisely. Which leads to step three, the gentle removal. You just gently massage off any excess with a damp cloth, pat it dry, and then reapply that good balm.
You know, that small daily moment of tenderness? That's what it is. A really easy, immediate confidence boost.
And that idea of tenderness, it flows right into pillar two, which I have to say, demands a much bigger commitment.
Okay.
We're talking about achieving glowing, clear skin. This is where the self-discipline really kicks in.
And the Pitcott material is very direct about this. It says, this pillar requires consistency. You have to do this routine every single night.
Every single night. The results depend entirely on that dedication.
So the process starts with, and this sounds like a lot, steaming your face over hot water for 20 minutes.
20 minutes. That is a significant time commitment.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, that probably sounds like a huge barrier.
It does. 20 minutes every night. I mean, how do the authors justify that?
They see it as foundational. It's preventative maintenance. 20 minutes of steaming isn't just about, you know, opening your pores.
There's more to it.
So much more. It hugely boosts circulation in your facial tissues.
Mm.
All that increased blood flow brings nutrients and oxygen right to the surface, which helps with detoxification and repair.
So it's not skin deep at all.
No, it's a deep investment in cellular renewal. It just makes every product you put on afterward work so much better.
That context changes everything. It's not a chore. It's like circulatory therapy.
Exactly. So after the steaming, step two is to massage castor oil into any tight spots and just leave it on overnight.
Castor oil. That's an interesting choice.
It is. And the Pitcot material points to its anti-inflammatory property.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of something called ricinoleic acid, which is known for reducing redness and irritation. It's like a soothing overbeat treatment.
Anti-inflammatory peace, as they put it.
I love that phrase.
And then finally, in the morning, you wash it off and you dab on benzoyl peroxide. But, and this is a big but, only where needed.
That targeting is absolutely key. Benzoyl peroxide is a very potent antibacterial. It's specifically for zapping acne-causing bacteria.
Right.
So by only using it on specific spots after you've done all that foundational work, you maximize its power while, you know, minimizing dryness or irritation elsewhere.
So clear skin really is born from that consistency, respecting your body's need for deep cleansing and then very targeted treatment.
Nail on the head.
Yeah.
And once you've established that physical foundation of self-care with pillars one and two,
you can move outward.
Exactly. You move into the pillars that are all about communication, how you look and how you project confidence without saying a word.
Okay, let's get into section two, starting with pillar three. Dress sharp, feel sharp. This is where the Pitcot material really reframes the whole idea of a confidence wardrobe.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
The biggest myth out there is that confidence costs a lot of money.
Right, that you need expensive clothes.
And Pitcot just rejects that. The wardrobe secret, they say, isn't about buying more. It's about choosing well and getting the most out of what you already have.
And the guidelines they give are so smart because they focus on coordination and color psychology. They suggest sticking to clean, high contrast colors.
Right, black, white, blue, red, and pink.
Yeah, and why those specifically?
Well, limiting your palette to those timeless colors just makes mixing and matching so much easier. Black and white give you that sharp contrast. Blue is, you know, universally seen as calming and trustworthy.
And the red and pink.
That's your pop of confident, vibrant energy. The whole system is just designed for high impact with minimal effort.
They also stress using minimal prints, which I found interesting, to avoid, as they say, overwhelming your look.
The goal is for your clothes to highlight you, not hide you. Simplicity and coordination are key.
And this leads to my favorite part of this pillar, the relational element.
Trusty friends.
Yes. Relying on those friends who give you truly honest feedback, the friend who will actually say, hey, that looks bomb on you.
That external validation is so important. It helps to solidify your own internal sense of, yeah, I've got this.
It's critical. When your clothes just click, that visual confidence shows up right away. And that confirmation from a friend helps you feel grounded all day.
And that visual confidence leads us right into how you carry yourself, how you command a room, which is pillar four.
Before we jump into pillar four, this feels like a good moment to just pause. I want to remind you that there is so much more content just like this. Deep dives, research, all sorts of self-improvement resources waiting for you.
There's a whole library.
There is. So take a short moment and explore more at www.pitcot.com. We're constantly adding new material there to help you on your journey.
Okay, so now we pivot from visual communication with clothes to silent communication.
With pillar four, posture. Your secret power move.
This one is huge.
It's huge because it's not just about looking good. It's about feeling unstoppable. We all get that advice, you know, stand up straight.
But it's so generic.
It is. But the Pitcot source gives a really simple physical technique to actually master it.
They do. They break it down. First, the physical starting point. Stand tall, draw your shoulders back, but keep them relaxed and hold your chin level.
But the real power comes from the mental cue, right?
That's the part that sticks. The analogy they use is just fantastic.
Pretend a string is pulling the very top of your head up toward the ceiling.
And then just maintain that gentle upward pull.
You instantly feel it. You feel taller, more centered, more present.
And that shift is profound. It's actually physiological. Good posture isn't just cosmetic. It's a superpower.
How so?
It's been shown to reduce cortisol, that's the stress hormone, and it can subtly increase testosterone, which leads to this biological sense of inner power. It's that nonverbal cue that just screams, I've got this, before you even open your mouth. It changes your presence in a room instantly.
Okay, so we've covered the external pillars, lips, skin, clothes, posture. Now we have to go inward, right? Section three.
And this is maybe the most essential piece of the puzzle because it provides the sustainable energy for everything else.
Pillar five, nurturing your inner glow.
This is your emotional foundation. The other pillars show commitment, but the inner glow is what provides the emotional bandwidth to make your confidence feel genuine.
Not manufactured.
Not manufactured, exactly.
Effortless.
And the central idea here is that real beauty, real confidence, it radiates from the inside out. They give four really specific methods to stoke that inner fire. It starts with gratitude.
And it's a very structured gratitude practice. You start and end every single day by naming three things you're genuinely grateful for.
And that's not just a nice thought, is it? No, it's basically a form of neuro-linguistic programming. You're forcing your brain to look for the positive, to shift your focus away from stress or what you feel you're lacking. It's an emotional reset.
The second method is intentional kindness, but specifically for yourself.
Right. This isn't about being nice to others. It's about carving out self-compassion.
So doing something kind for yourself, a quiet walk, a hot bath,
or just setting aside some quiet, uninterrupted time to recharge. That intentional pause is vital. You can't constantly pour energy out without refilling your own reservoir.
That's so true. Okay, the third method is about active energy lifting.
I love this one. If you feel sluggish or just mentally drained, the practice is simple and it's kinetic.
You mean like movement?
Yes.
Yeah.
Put on some joyful music, doodle, or just dance around your room. Anything that physically gets you moving and lifts your energy.
And finally, a simple but powerful one for calm practice. It's designed to interrupt those stress cycles.
The 4-4 breath. You just focus on breathing in for four counts and then breathing out for four counts.
And what's that doing on a biological level?
It's a quick reset for your nervous system. That slow, even breathing targets the vagal nerve, which instantly signals safety to your body. It lowers your heart rate. You can do it anywhere, anytime.
So when you connect it all, pillar five is what makes it all work. When you are consistently kind to yourself, emotionally, mentally, it creates this visible magnetic presence.
It's the rock solid emotional foundation. It makes that 20-minute steam or that confident posture feel natural, not like a chore.
That's the beauty of the system. It's all integrated. We've covered five simple, real hacks.
Kissable lips, glowing skin, dressing sharp, great posture, and nurturing that inner glow. They sound simple on their own.
Deceptively simple.
But the Pit God authors show how they build on each other, you know, exponentially.
And if we just quickly summarize how these actions translate into like a tangible inner feeling, the connections are so clear. Kissable lips become these small moments of tenderness for yourself.
And clear skin is the result of consistency, of respecting your body.
Stylish dressing is that visual confidence that actually simplifies your life. Good posture. That's your silent strength.
The nonverbal declaration of, I'm here, I'm competent.
And at the very center of it all, nurturing your inner glow is the emotional foundation that holds everything else up.
And this is where the final insight from the Pit Cop material really hits home.
Go on.
None of these steps requires a huge amount of money. They cost attention.
Your focused, dedicated attention.
That's it. And when you realize that your attention is the most valuable currency you have,
you understand it's the best investment you can possibly make. Beauty in this context is just a mix of care, confidence, and kindness.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? We want to challenge you. Just notice how you feel after trying just one of these steps.
Just one. Maybe it's the 5-second lip routine tomorrow morning. Or maybe you commit to that 4-4 breath tonight before bed.
Just watch yourself start to shine from the inside out. And recognize that you absolutely deserve that glow.
And please remember, the concepts we've talked about today are all sourced directly from the best-selling Pit Cop ebooks. You can download these incredible resources right now by visiting www.pitcop.com/books.
And for even more resources and deep dives into self-improvement, please continue the exploration at www.pitcot.com.
And if you haven't already, one last time, please subscribe to our channel and activate that notification bell so you don't miss any of our new uploads.
Thank you so much for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the Pit Cop podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.